Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the ice storm across the southern plains almost kept the headliner for the opening general session of the 2023 Cattle Industry Convention from showing up. But while Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of the big hit TV show Yellowstone, was not able to be in New Orleans, a Zoom link allowed him to be remotely on stage, and our very own Ron Hayes caught up with him to get some comments from him on the cattle convention.
Despite the ice storm across Texas, Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, was able to show up via Zoom at the opening general session of the 2023 Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans. Our coverage being powered by Performance Ranch from Zoetis and by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. Sheridan told cattle producers that he was inspired to create Yellowstone because of what he saw in the general public about their knowledge of food.
There are people who, if you are three or four generations in a large urban area, you don't have any idea where your food comes from. And your notion of where it comes from is influenced solely by whoever tells you where it comes from. And chances are they don't know either.
Taylor Sheridan and his efforts to create a show about a real-life ranch, Yellowstone, a mega hit. In New Orleans at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Ron Hayes.
Several things being talked about at the NCBA convention in New Orleans. The popular Cattle Facts Outlet Seminar was held as part of the industry convention, and they shared expert market and weather analysis. They say prices and profitability will again favor cattle producers in 2023. The cattle industry is entering 2023 with the smallest cattle supply that we've seen since 2015. As you know, drought has caused the industry to dig deeper into the supply of feeder cattle and calves. While the exact path to drought relief is unknown, improvements are also expected to translate to moderating feed costs, especially in the second half of 2023. Combined with increased cattle prices, cattle producers, especially the cow-calf operator, will continue to see an improvement in margins for the next several years, according to Cattle Facts. Well, Oklahoma drought is finally showing a little bit of improvement in each drought category. Exceptional drought now at 10.17%, which is down from last week's 11.7. Extreme drought or worse is at 55.7, down from last week's 57.9. Severe drought or worse has improved by almost 2 percentage points, now at 79.2. Last week, that figure at 81.01. Moderate drought or worse down by about 4 percentage points at 84.95. Abnormally dry or worse conditions saw improvement last week as they dropped to 94.8 from last week's 97.96. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the majority of Oklahoma, with the exception of a good portion of the northeast corner, is leaning above the 33 to 40% chance of precipitation through February the 11th. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.